God's not dead, he's merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising. Reed's not good and God's not dead. Don't care what Nietzsche or Ayn Rand said. The blood of every man is red, and I'm not going to war. They justify all the things they do with convoluted logic, and waves still pound upon the sand, and will when they're gone. God's not dead, he's merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising.
You can build a... It is time for a weekly visit from our favorite social, political, and metaphysical commentator, Les Visible. He writes several blogs right around the globe that expresses reality as it is seen from beyond that smoky mirror of spin and deception, with a style and candor that cuts deep, separating, as it were, the bone from the marrow. And here at Feet to Fire, we experience the audio edition with the powerful poetic delivery of his written message, with a style that you will love or hate, depending upon your desire to be alive and awakened to the light of truth, or remain asleep in the darkness of delusion. Let us take a trip across the pond to somewhere in Europe, and this week's comments from Les Visible.
Hello! Welcome, once again and inevitably, to the Saucer Pod. We've been off to the Sirius Cluster recently to get the Saucer Pod serviced. Generally, we take it in every 10 light years to have the main and auxiliary systems looked at. That includes the electromagnetics and the nucleonic fuel cells. Of course, the sourcing components of the nucleonic fuel systems are a lot like a charged batteries. I can't really get into the technology of it because it's above your pay grade. But I can tell you, it is kind of like an atom splitter that generates enormous force. No earthly technology could contain the power unleashed by this atom splitting process. But my people in the Sirius Cluster have got it knocked, and it's as safe as anything can be these days, especially when what you're employing comes from the far future. The far future doesn't ever get to Earth because the human virus routinely destroys itself every so many millennium, if not sooner. Actually, it would be so much better if they did it sooner, given the agony they collectively get up to. I wasn't born on this planet. I came about in a similar fashion to the main protagonist in my latest novel. Though I am a legitimate life form, not some kind of android or high-tech robot. But I was generated for a particular use and out of particular components designed for the optimum performance of my job description. I'm not the only one here, and I should say at this point there are good and bad examples because all kinds of off-planet forces are engaged here, given that this is a very important period of time, which we're in the middle of. And that is to be interpreted as important other places besides here. There is also a war going on for human souls, and yeah, before you ask, I happen to have one of those, but it's of the constructed variety, meaning it was built over time through the course of programmed experiences that brought it to its proper fullness. Some very, very bad people are on planet Earth at the moment, and they're here because they wanted to be here and direct their influence into the war for souls. There's a power in the human soul that is greater than the force of that powers my ship. And believe me, my ship has serious power. I mean, if I'm traveling light years, we're talking serious power. Of course, that includes time travel, too, because once you get to a certain speed, you are time traveling. My people on Sirius Cluster are part of a very advanced culture. They've been in operation for hundreds of thousands of years, so do the math. Metaphorically, I mean. We have, as a result, unlocked the powers of the mind. Now, the speed of the mind, that's fast. We've discovered how to apply that to moving technology, or what we call the technology of movement. We have also discovered the power of the mind in many aspects, such as automatic personal healing, so none of us ever get sick. We can move objects with our minds, and when some number of us get together, we can literally move planets, should we want to do that sort of thing. This has come in handy when disaster threatens from on-planet disturbances as well as outer space objects of considerable size that wind up on course of contact with our planet. We are able to push the objects to the side. That's a valuable capacity to have. Now, we've been able to get as far as we did because we managed to master ourselves before we destroyed ourselves. It's one or the other. It's one or the other, people. One or the other. We're humanoid in appearance, but our heads are differently shaped to facilitate our advanced mental powers. Head over to any search engine and type in statues and figurines of Japanese and Chinese sages and immortals. I pulled that off the top of my head, and I haven't checked the correctness of the phrase in terms of finding what I'm talking about, but I'm pretty sure something will come up. Look at those figurines. Figurines. Fing, fing, fing. Figurines. Look at their heads with the pronounced forehead. We're something like that, and nearly all of us are sin, too. Anyway, I was designed for the tasks I perform, and history will be the judge of whether I met expectations. I haven't gotten to the most important parts yet, so there's hope, especially given my frame of mind at the time. I cannot emphasize how important your state of mind is. I wish I could travel across the airwaves this moment and smack every one of you upside the head as a punctuation point to what I'm saying. It is that important. It is important in ways that most people can't imagine. Their imagination lacks the ability to visualize these things. The imagination is an adjunct of the mind, and it can be developed. This is why I've recommended the builders of the Adytum correspondence courses. You don't have to meet the ceremonial magic junkies of the Inner Fellowship and such that comprise, well, some portion of the fellowship. However, there are satellite groups in most countries in this world, and those can be illuminating. I belong to one at one point. The tarot is a powerful tool for human development. Don't debase it into a fortune-telling device. This factor is dripping with irony if you can see it. Why try predicting the future when you can literally change the future by changing yourself with the use of pictorial symbols via concentration and focus? Well, there are other systems for those who don't have the mindset for tarot. A person should definitely have one of them. If you don't, you won't be able to go through the steps necessary to achieve liberation. I should point out that a lot of well-known entertainers, rock stars, and other kinds of performers, as well as movers and shakers in various theaters of human endeavor, are aliens. Lots of them crave certain kinds of attention, and they get it by having themselves programmed to be born here, or going through other kinds of changes once present here, and this programming, and the changes, they guarantee that the wheels are greased for whatever it is that they want to do. You would be quite surprised at how many of these characters are not human. It also explains, when it comes to the bad ones, how they can do what they do with no conscience about it. A certain genetic group of people that gets bred up here now and again, a very, very tiny minority of people, well, they are interbred with bad aliens, and this accounts for why they are like they are. It accounts for their ability to manipulate currency and take control of vast industries. It accounts for the way they behave toward others, how they look down on humanity as nothing but chattel or a lower life form. This is because of the arrogance of the alien gene. They are kind of like the Star Wars Klingons. You have to understand that planet Earth is a reality TV show for a whole lot of other planetary systems. Ergo, a lot of what happens here is scripted. All that you have heard and read about spiritual evolution, illumination, realization, they're all seriously real. As Prabhupada's book says, in easy journey to other planets. You can migrate to all kinds of worlds on your departure from here. If you are not actively engaged in setting something like this up for yourself, it will be set up for you. That's not a good thing. There are horrors on this earth, to be sure, but there are serious horrors on the other side. Every soul must needs take this into consideration. If you need any amount of shocking truth to get your ass into gear, I suggest you read the Tibetan Book of the Dead. I'm going to share some powerful truths with you right now. Be ever mindful of what you say and do. Do nothing that you're not 100% behind. Even if it means washing your dishes, anything pedestrian, doesn't matter. Be 100% into it. Remind yourself that everything you do is a spiritual act, even going to the bathroom. And don't get me started on sex. If people had any idea of what sort of entities show up for lunch while they are having sex, they would be infinitely more careful about what is in their minds at the time. Whether you be man or woman, honor women. Honor them as divine conveyances, for they most certainly are. And woe betide the man who ill-treats women. Truly, hell hath no fury like unto that. Woman is how you enter into this world in nearly every case. So impress it upon your mind just what kind of damage a vengeful mother, chosen for that role, can perform on you. Everything you see here is an outworking of karma. Only the divine can set that aside and doesn't often choose to do so because, well, unless he's impressed with you, because he doesn't interfere as well. Make God your constant companion and friend. Ever so few of us become friends of God. This is all I desire, and once achieved, there is nothing more that this or any world has to offer. In fact, the collective wealth of all the worlds and all their possibilities are not equal to this. Mind that I am speaking irrefutable truth here. Pay no mind to the rocky highway you have to walk in this life. Walk it as if the cameras were upon you at all times, because they are. This is also literal truth. Some of us are celebrities on other planets, and that can be a good thing later on when it comes to that interplanetary whining and dining thing. You're definitely being watched, and not just by the NSA, but also by a collection of entities that wish you well. These things I have just said here are important enough that you could almost tattoo them on your forehead so that you could see them in the morning. Of course, there would be space limitations, but, well, also remember, if you get this tattoo, make sure to do it the way emergency vehicles have ambulance written on them. Otherwise, you're going to be reading it backwards, and more importantly, it will look stupid. When I'm not using my saucer pod to, well, it sits on my work area. It looks like a large brooch with a faceted jeweled red top surrounded by a silver rim. And when I want to go somewhere, I head off into an unpopulated meadow, which is why I always live in rural locations. I hold it in the palm of my hand, and then I toss it away from me, and seemingly by magic, it transforms into its working dimensions. That's an example of the kind of technology we have. For Earth to have this kind of technology would be difficult at all, but the powers that be going down are opposed to innovations that they don't control and can't exploit. By the same token, they are also denied advances in super technology because of their moral status. We keep those kinds of things out of their hands. We set up secret societies where ancient wisdoms are studied and employed by those vetted for the purpose. As it so happens in this time, some number of organizations have been corrupted, and some of the things that humanity labors under are the result of secrets stolen through the corruptions of the memberships in certain organizations. The really important information they never get their hands on. We set up dummy societies for them to be able to do this with, and that allows us to maintain legitimate societies camouflaged as something else. We've been at this game for a long time. The bad guys come and go, but they never get that. They are used for the purpose of demonstration, and that's why I can say with confidence that it all works out. Of course, that usually results in a mortal conclusion, but you can get your ticket punched for Outward Bound. Everything is about refinement and preparation here. Life on planet Earth is boot camp, no question about it. You've got your optical courses, you're marching in rank and file through the educational system, you've got your occasional life and death situations, and there's always the enemy, whoever the enemy is perceived to be. The enemy, of course, is always ourselves in projection outwards. In the Sirius cluster, a variety of negative propensities have been bred out of our people. Maybe I should say that the directions of certain primal urges have been rerouted so that they express in a positive manner. Most of our people are part of some particular group of interest to which they devote their lives. Once a person discovers what it is they love to do, they set about doing it. Some of us keep doing these things even when we're not employed at a job. In some cases, people's off-work hobbies are the same as their job. There's an enthusiasm of dedication where I come from that you don't often see on planet Earth because people are much more distracted here than they are there, not to mention being hoodwinked and deceived. On our planet, there are no warring nations. What there are spirited competitive games. Of course, the ways the universe is constructed, there are always maldoers out there somewhere. There's always some kind of Klingon system, and there's always a lot of fungal-type invaders, mind parasites, that sort of thing, but we got that wired. You'd be surprised at how closely some number of earthly science fiction films mirror reality, like The Invasion of the Body Snatchers and The Day of the Triffids. For some while now, we are much too organized and powerful for any direct assaults. We've been there and done that with so many things, and we found those things that ultimately work in the way that life forms most positively interact with each other. That's how we did it. What we have is probably never going to manifest on planet Earth. It's not set up for that. Earth is a combat zone. It is a place of endless strife, but not always. It has its golden moments, but because it is the scene of a directed and perpetual stage play, the whole place gets wiped of the majority of life on a regular basis, and it starts all over again. It's just how they do it here, and There are reasons for it, but there are in large part, these are large in part beyond human comprehension. You don't have to stay human, though. You can become a god if you meet the right forces. That's the goal of life, whether life knows this or not. Attaining godhood and having that cobra hood over the back of your head, that's the ticket. It is a rare event, but in these days and times, the opportunity for such a quantum leap is there. I mean nothing presumptuous in this. Jesus Christ himself, who was called to God, said, "Greater things than I do shall ye do, because I go now unto my Father." Isn't that basically what he was saying? Here is the projection. First the stone, then the plant, then the animal, then the human, and then the God. Anyway, this is what my sources reveal concerning the marvel and magnificence of these times. It's something to shoot for in all humility because, of course, achieving godhood means being overshadowed by something still greater. This is why sages and saints are universally humble and self-effacing. They are in a state of continuous and unending awe. They have received that brief glimpse of the shining eternal, and they recognize their personal insignificance in the face of it. Well, my friends, I send you greetings from my people on the Sirius Cluster. They wish you all the best and assure me you shall have that if you choose to pursue it. We've reached the end of another broadcast as we continue in this sixth year of radio broadcasts, and I wish you both light and liberty in all your footsteps home to the mysterious heart of all things. So, I'll see you next week if there is one. That said, greetings, Lord Ganesha. Hare Krishna. Om Amitabha. Much love, Lady Tara and Lady Nature. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Hail, Lord Jesus Christ. And as ever, carry on, Bakhaula. Aloha and Aru!
God's not dead, he's merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising. God's not dead, merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising.
Feet to Fire is a production of IPS Media Works on the OnSIC Radio Network of Stations.